Music from Superdrag right there. It's a classic, one of my favorites. It's I'm Expanding My Mind. We had music from the Buffalo Killers before that from their latest album. It's called Dig So Love Grow. And we also heard Gardens and Villa doing Space Time. I am very excited to welcome our first guests of the evening into the studio. They've all kind of been here separately. Three out of four have been here as separate people promoting separate projects in different bands. They are coming together tonight to play for us, and we're going to get to know them as they are in their current incarnation. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Monkey with Bomb.
Is my hair all right? 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't get you, girl. You're out of my world. You're out of my league. Above me. Don't get you, girl. Up in my the caffeine. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, thank you. Wow. I can hear the clapping from here in this nice, huge new studio that they have up here. So thanks. This song's from my dad. It's called My Life According to Baseball.
Monkey with Bomb live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. And stick around. We'll have some more live music from them coming up here in just a little while. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music, and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. you can still tune in to WISO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Frumholt, and I am joined here in the studio by Monkey with Bomb. We've got Josh, Jay, John, and the birthday boy, Ryan. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you all here. Now, as I mentioned before, you played. I've kind of known most of you separately from other projects, and Ryan, you've been on with other bands and as a solo artist. Tell me about how the four of you came together to play under this name.
Facebook. Yeah. No, we're all pretty much like involved in various open mics and getting lots of other people to come out and play. Jay and Josh do the rock and roll play date on Sundays at One Eye Jack's, and I do the Musicians Co-op every Tuesday at Canal Street Tavern, and John's got his thing up at the Chapter in Fairborn every Monday. So it's kind of incestuous. We all visited each other's open mics and learned we like how everybody else plays.
So when you visited each other at the open mics, did you start jamming together in those settings, or was it just that you had kind of heard each other and liked your style and said, oh, hey, let's get together sometime and start playing? I know that Rock and Roll Playdate in particular has that kind of interactive, collaborative aspect to it.
That's how I got going with Jay. I mean, playing out at places like that, it's like, oh my gosh, you've never heard this song before and you played it perfectly the first time. Do you want to do this for real? And
yeah, it was really fun. It was really came together real simple, like naturally.
And John and Josh, I heard them play and it's like, let's do this. Yeah.
And I know that the second song that you played, Ryan, I've heard you play it as a solo artist pretty acoustic. When you guys all started playing together, what was it like sort of taking songs that you primarily played, you know, as a singer-songwriter or, you know, kind of solo or maybe with one other player, and taking these guys that come from kind of different musical backgrounds and setting them loose on your songs?
Well, I mean, that song in particular, I'm flat out honest. I just steal my ideas, like just outright thieve them, five finger discount them from other musicians. And one of my favorites growing up, Todd Widener from the area, had a song called "Only God in Town" that when he played it solo was this absolutely beautiful, wants to make you cry sort of acoustic song. And then you hear it with Shrug, his band, and it's like this rock anthem. And I'm like, oh. Two different songs. That's awesome. And
two in one.
I heard my opportunity here and I went with it. I'm like, sweet. And that's what happened. I told him, I'm like, can you guys make this a rock song? And that's what they did.
And the songs are different every time. Even when we play them, that's the second time we played the song that way. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they kind of evolve over time.
And I was going to say, the song you cite from Shrug in particular, I've heard them play it where it starts as an acoustic song and then it turns into a rock song. Have you guys experimented with that kind of back and forth on stage?
Not yet, but that's a good idea.
I think all the songs start off kind of quiet because I never know the names of the songs, so I just kind of come in at some point.
Well, I have to ask, too, given that you guys are all used to, you know, you've all been performing for a while and doing open mics and co-ops and things like that, I feel like there's a chance for artists to really kind of be more on their toes, especially in like the rock and roll playdate situation where you don't know who you're going to play with and things like that. Do you find that those skills that you've picked up have helped you in working on things as a band?
Oh, definitely. You got to keep it fresh. Keep playing with lots of different people. Play the best people you can find to keep it going. You never know where it's going to lead. Like I said a lot lately, you never know where music's going to take you.
No. Yeah. and personally, doing the co-op thing, if somebody doesn't show up one week, then it's me. Sometimes other people show up with their guitar, but it's like a, well, no one wants to hear me play the same five songs every week, otherwise they wouldn't show up. Or everybody would keep showing up. Maybe that's what I should do. I've pared it down. I only have five songs now, guys.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks, Juliet.
Thanks. In moving forward into the new year, what are you guys looking at as a band? Are you thinking about recording or just focusing on your live show for now? Or are you just going to kind of go with the flow, take things as they come?
I want to record. I want to rule the world someday.
I definitely want to do more recording with all the projects I'm involved with.
Yeah.
We got to document this stuff, otherwise it just flies away.
I mean, I can only give stuff for free away on the internet. Well, forever, actually. That's kind of how this industry works. So, but I need more stuff to give away for free on the internet.
And as far as being involved with other projects, is it tricky to balance out, you know, solo stuff and band stuff and, you know, running open mics and other band projects and collaborations? Is it tricky to balance all of that in your musical lives, or do you guys find that it just kind of all fits in naturally?
It fits. I mean, it's not high school band anymore. I can come to these guys and be like, hey, I have this song, and they've been doing this for years. So it's just playing what naturally comes out of their fingers at that point. So it just fits in that way. We don't have to rehearse together every night of the week or anything like that. I actually hate Jay. I mean, yeah.
People on the radio can't see it, but there's like a line in the middle of the studio and neither one can cross it.
It's like that sitcom episode where we, oh, the bathroom's on my side. Well, the kitchen's on my side.
Yeah, well, the door's on my side, so.
I'll just use the window.
As far as songwriting, how are you guys doing that? Ryan, are you primarily taking the lead on writing or and then bringing things to these guys and having them flesh it out? Or are you all kind of taking a hand in the beginning stages of the songs?
I'll play it once and then it morphs. After that, I have no say what happens. It takes on a life of its own. I mean, that's kind of how my life according to baseball happened was, hey, I'd like to do it this way. Can you guys do it this way? And they're like, well, yeah. Uh-huh. And we'll make it even better.
I like being involved in a project where the songs are there and I just kind of just play until he likes what I'm playing. It usually doesn't take very long to find that.
No.
Just kind of do your thing and see what happens. Well, do you guys have anything big coming up as a band? I know where we can find all of you regularly between One Eye Jacks and South Park Tavern and over in Fairborn. But any big shows in the works for the band?
We are doing a Thanksgiving Spectacular. It's on the 25th, so everybody's had their turkey and leftover turkey, and now they're left with turkey sandwiches. So you're going to need some beer to wash that down with. But that's November 25th at Canal Street Tavern. We're playing with Starving in the Belly of the Whale and a really cool group that I don't know if a lot of people have heard of called Belarus, who I've heard their CD, and I really can't wait to play live with them. But November 25th.
I played once with Starving in the Belly of the Whale. They're great.
Yeah, they've been on the show a couple of times. And Belarus, really cool too, just relocated to Columbus. And good group. If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, where can they find you online?
We are on Reverb Nation. That's a non-Facebook site. So you can't put Facebook in there first. It actually has to be www.reverbnation.com. And then you can find Monkey with Bomb on there. And we give stuff away for free. And you can listen to it there.
And right. I have to say, I love the whole kind of Monkey with Bomb diatribe that's on the Reverb Nation page. I have to put it in your ear right now that needs to be some kind of spoken word song mix thing.
I just do like stream of consciousness writing when I do stuff like that. It's the first blather that comes out of my mouth. It's kind of like when I'm on stage and I get nervous and I just, the barrier between my brain and my mouth just turns off and it, everything that I think just comes out right away. I'm doing it right now, actually.
Do you think that sort of thing helps with your songwriting?
It more just helps with the nerves live, because now I'm not shaking while I'm playing my guitar. It's it's all coming out of my mouth before I start playing. So it's kind of just how I deal right there. The songwriting, I actually take kind of a lot of time with that. That's the barrier is up full force in that point.
Sometimes it takes a lot of time to make it look like you threw something together.
Yeah. When you say you take a lot of time, is it you take a lot of time before you feel an audience is ready for it, or do you also take a lot of time before you're ready to share it with the rest of the guys and have them work on it too? Like how long does it take you to sort of get to that phase where you're ready for someone else's hands to be on it?
Yes. I compare it sometimes on stage to songs are like kids, and you never want to like hand a smelly, dirty diaper baby to somebody and be like, "Oh, isn't this the cutest thing ever?" And they're like, they're holding it with two fingers as far away from their body as they can because it just smells. And you know, finally, once you get that baby all cleaned up and everything, then people want to look at it and they're like, "That's the cutest baby ever." Yeah. That's kind of how I view my songs. Dirty babies.
I like it. It's a metaphor that works. Well, we'll put a link up to your Reverb Nation page on our Facebook page for people to find. You can find us at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, is there anything else that people ought to know before we hear some more live music?
That Juliet, we're never going to give you up. We're never going to let you down. We're never going to run around and hurt you.
Roll.
Yes.
It happened. Well, we're going to take a quick break and get some stuff reset. And we're going to hear some more live music from Monkey with Bomb. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope.
WISO has teamed up with local filmmakers and our Community Voices producers to create a multimedia documentary series called Reinvention Stories. Our team spent the summer in Dayton neighborhoods asking the question, how does a city of inventors reinvent itself? The radio stories will come to the airwaves in January, but you can see a video preview right now on our website, wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We've been talking with Monkey with Bomb. We're going to hear some more live music from them, and you can check them out November 25th at Canal Street Tavern. More on that in a moment, but first, let's hear some live music from the WISO studios.
Northwards where I stay, eastward went my sunshine, westward went my rain, inwards where I'm staying, outward freaks me out. You scoobians of the fusion, honey, come and check me out. Tony, oh, right. She's just waiting for the moment she can come get me at night. She's lying face down in a hallway made of church dark wood. Rush in some harvest doctors, they're just doing what they should with my heart.
We're doing one more song for y'all, and then the rest of this awesome show is going to happen, and you're going to keep listening because it is an awesome show. This song's for Dayton's number one super fan of every show. Any night you go out, you see him at a show, Mr. Richard Brown. This one's for you.
Two, drip, four.
Jungle, let you make a monkey out of me. Whoa, I'll stand right here, crystal clear, for all to see.
Monkey with Bomb, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out November 25th at Canal Street Tavern. They'll be playing with Starving in the Belly of the Whale and Belarus, and it is going to be a great show. Come listen to some tunes, work off some of that turkey dancing in front of the stage. It'll be a great time, and we've had a great time here tonight. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet.
It is Monkey with Bomb. We've got links up to their music on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And check them out November 25th at Canal Street Tavern. We'll hear a track from Starving in the Belly of the Whale here in just a moment, but I couldn't resist playing this Shrug song since Ryan was talking about it. Here's Shrug doing Only God in Town.